At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a tough-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
You know, we talk about a lot of different cases on this program, and there's always these specific procedural things that really need to be done correctly, because the last thing you want is someone who looks very guilty. I mean, almost like without a doubt, the evidence is there. Having to go back to trial or being released because, well, something was not done correctly. And that happens all the time. And it's scary. And that's why you cross all of your T's and dot all of your I's. Because if you do the opposite, you start dotting your T's and crossing your I's.
That's a problem.
That's how things go wrong. And that's what happened in this case initially. A man accused of bludgeoning former roommate to death after finding him in bed with his ex-girlfriend. Well, he's on trial for the second time because there was a mistrial the first time around because the jury heard testimony that they weren't supposed to hear. So, what happened? What was the case that brought one person to bludgeon someone to death after finding them in bed with your lover? Well, as so many of these stories start out, it starts out with the words, a Florida man accused of murder has been found guilty more than 5 years after a man in Plantinton was beaten to death and then had his body dumped in a dumpster in what police claim was a love triangle gone wrong. Eric Robinson, 51, convicted of second-degree murder in the bludgeoning death 39-year-old Nicholas Wilcox, October of 2017. This was the second trial in the case. The last one ended in a mistrial when an ex-fiance testified about having a prior restraining order against Robinson. The jurors were not supposed to hear about that prior incident, though, which I think is bullshit. I think context is so important in all of these cases, and we blind the jury so many times. It's like, well, that could be prejudicial. Yes, and it should be prejudicial because it shows the character of the person. According to police, Robinson killed Wilcox by violently attacking him with a metal rod in an apartment that they once lived in together. At the time of the attack, Wilcox was in bed with Robinson's former girlfriend, Isabella Tagalarani, I think.
Yeah, close enough.
Sure, I'm wrong. During the investigation, officials found Wilcox's body in a dumpster behind a shopping center. According to the charging documents, Robinson woke Isabella by putting his hand over her mouth and throat and told her not to scream. That's a fun way to wake up every morning. I woke up with my dog staring at me this morning, and this dog looks like a teddy bear. It's a mix, like a labradoodle, but yeah, it's a labradoodle is what it is. And just staring, it's like this giant teddy bear just staring at you. Kind of.
Dad, can you get me some breakfast?
A little scary, honestly, when that's the first thing you see and it like, what? Hi. And it's just like, just pet me. Police claim that after forcing her out of the bedroom, Robinson returned to beat the victim to death with a metal bar. Taligari said she heard Robinson yell, die, explicitive, die, explicitive. What do you think the explicitive was?
Die, fucker, die, or die, you son of a bitch. I don't know. Hard to say.
Die, you person who's having relations and fornicating with my lover is kind of what I'm guessing it is. Yeah.
I guess maybe.
And what sounded like a metal rod striking a human body. Robinson allegedly acknowledged beating the victim after he left the bedroom and said, what did you think? He would survive? It's like a movie. She then helped Robinson clean up the scene, dispose of the body, dump the bloody mattress into a separate dumpster, not far from the apartment, police said. You got to have some grace, I think, with this, because you got to be in shock at this moment in time and afraid that you're going to get killed, too.
Oh, I would think so. If somebody just fucking bludgeons somebody in front of you and then said, hey, would you help me clean up? You kind of go, yeah, okay.
I mean, I think maybe when the door was locked and the person was being bludgeoned, that might be a good time to run and call the police.
Well, you'd think.
But in the shock of it, you may be sitting there thinking, I'm going to be there to help the person when the person leaves, not assuming that they're going to be dead. Robinson's defense attorney claimed that Taglinari was the only one who beat Wilcox to death, and she asked Robinson for help. That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense if they were just sleeping together. Robinson allegedly covered Wilcox's body with gray tarps and fastened it with belts before loading the victim into the back of his pickup vehicle, according to investigators. Taligarney, I think I've said the name five different ways now, by the way, reported to the police that Robinson had dragged her into the truck and taken them to the Broward County Courthouse. He parked in a garage and left her there while he went to another appointment. Gotta make those appointments after killing. She then told police that he had threatened her life. Okay, we knew that was coming somewhere. She said Robinson had attempted to dispose of Wilcox's body at the Everglades, but couldn't find a good location. Ultimately, the two drove back to the plantation and dumped Wilcox's body in a trash dumpster. According to police, after that, she and Robinson allegedly went to Big Lots to buy cleaning supplies before going back to the house. You ever like see those people in stores like Big Lots that are on a mission and they're just really into it? I always think, oh, I wonder what they're doing. Maybe it's something like this.
You know what? I see those people at Walmart. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I see those people at Walmart. They're like in the cleaning aisle and there's bleach, there's vinegar, there's paper towels, there's, there's Lysol. It's like, what's going on?
It'd be really interesting just to watch security footage of the cleaning aisle at Walmart. Predict, like, what do you think they're cleaning up? Like, here's just a mom getting detergent and some stuff for the house. And here's like a disheveled looking man coming in at 2 a.m. Getting a cartload of bleach and other cleaning supplies in a hazmat suit.
And there's gloves and masks. And you're like, is it COVID or is it murder? I can't tell the difference.
Exactly. According to the authorities, Robinson used cleaning supplies to clean the bedroom and made her paint a wall at the crime scene. Maybe they got some. I wonder if it matched up well. Robinson allegedly instructed her to tell others that Wilcox had dumped her before using the victim's phone to send text messages to others backing up the claim. After Robinson left the home, she called the police and led them to the body. Well, good. She didn't keep going along with it. She just felt that she was captive, I'm taking it. Investigators claim that some details of her account were inconsistent. They said she was captured on video accompanying Robinson to the shopping mall where the body was discarded in her own Cadillac, not his vehicle. So the body was in the back of the lack. They claim she was seen holding Robinson's hand and hugging him as they went shopping for supplies. They also claim she sent a text message to Robinson asking him to marry her.
What?
She had her cell phone with her during these exchanges. According to investigators, she pled guilty to being an accessory to murder and testified against Robinson. Robinson could face life in prison. You know, if you are in the company of someone who is capable of doing this, and you know that you might be the next person they're going to knock off, I would do the same sort of shit. I'd be like, yeah. Oh, you're wonderful. This is great. No, thank you. And it, on security cameras and all text messages, it may look horrible. It may look totally complicit, but you're playing the game to not die. And then eventually, the second she had a chance to have freedom, because he believed, oh, this is all good, she's good with me, she ran and went to the police. So I don't know. I mean,
I think she did what she had to do.
I think she did too. I think she was playing along to not die. And, ugh. But yeah, there you go. Don't bludgeon people to death and don't dump them behind shopping centers. It doesn't work out well. Stick with the Everglades and the Gators.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
You want to weigh in on any of the stories we're covering for you? You can. It's 888-5-KILLER. That's our phone number. 888-554-5537. To weigh in, we would love to hear from you. My name's Tony Bruschi. That's Stacey Cole. Stay with us.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.